The word for where in Chinese is
哪儿。Red V for victory. 哪儿 for where.
Spelled in Romanized Chinese, N-A with the red V for victory, R. N-A-R. So that's the word for where. Nar. The poor man was nowhere to be found. Where is he now? He now at where? The word for at includes the idea is.
他现在在哪儿？
Where is he now?
他现在在哪儿?
So do you notice how we said at home? 在家, to be at somewhere. 在, to be where?
在哪儿?
We're using the exact same verb, the exact same pattern. Where is your teacher? I would like to study Chinese now. Your teacher is at where?
你的老师在哪儿?
How do you say teacher?
老师。
Yes. 老师。
Where is your teacher?
你的老师在哪儿?
I would like to study Chinese now.
I now would like to study Chinese.
Exactly. So once again, first we want to know who, and then we want to know when. And then to study, where would we find the word to study?
In the word for student is shui, xiang, and xiang is just kind of a filler word, and the first part is to learn, so it's a person who learns.
Exactly.
我现在想学中文。
I would like to study Chinese now.
我现在想学中文。
Where is his home? His home is at where?
他的家在哪儿?
Where is his home?
他的家在哪儿?
The Chinese word for to be far or far, it's one of these adjective verb words like to be good or good, to be busy or busy, all of which conform to the two-syllable rule that we mentioned before, is?
远, red V for victory, 远.
Is that the same as the currency, yuan?
The tone is just, the tone is different. That one is yuan, this is yuan.
And so what would be the tone with the finger for the currency?
Blue finger up.
Right, yeah.
And so when you get to China, you will hear a lot of the currency with the blue finger up. But right now, we're concentrating on to be far, which is?
Yuan, red V for victory.
The Yuan, or the United Nations, is far from here. His home is far. His home.
他的家.
To be far.
远.
Now, this word conforms to the two-syllable rule. So what do we have to put in here to get two syllables?
Filler word.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not a question and it's not a negative.
Correct.
Okay, 他的家 Han Yuan.
His home is far.
他的家很远。
How would you say his home is not far?
他的家不远。
How would you say far, to be far?
远。
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 So once again, his home is not far.
他的家不远。
His home is not far.
他的家不远。
Is his home far?
他的家远。Han Yuan.
And so this is a question.
Ma.
And so we only can have two syllables. So you had three syllables. So you need to choose which ones you're going to use.
Ta da jia Yuan Yuan Ma.
How would you say to be far?
Yuan.
Yes. Yuan. How do you say home?
家.
Yes, 家.
So please take it again. Is his home far?
他的家远吗?
Is his home far?
他的家远吗?
His home is not too far.
他的家不太远。
His home is not too far.
他的家不太远。
Our home is very far.
我们的家太远。
How would you say very?
很。
So how would you say, our home is very far?
我们的家很远。
How do you say to be far?
远。
远。
远。远。
远。远。
In pinyin or romanized Chinese, yuan is spelled y-u-a with a red V for victory, n, y-u-a-n, yuan. Our home is very far.
我们的家很远。
Really? She says that it's not far. Really?
真的吗？他说 It's not far. 他不远。
Really? She says that it's not far.
真的吗？他说他不远。
And you'll notice here that we don't translate that. We just say in Chinese, for she said that it is not far. She said it not far. It is not far. The word for maybe in Chinese is
大概大 black finger down 概 black finger down 大概For maybe.
Maybe he's da guy I told you about, and maybe he's not da guy I told you about. Maybe she is at home now. Maybe she is at home now.
Oh, so maybe she now is at home?
Yes.
Da guy. Ta xian zai zai. 家
Maybe she is at home now.
大概她 现在在家.
You may always give yourself the freedom to just ask who is doing the action, when is it happening, and what is the action. Take your time. You have all the time in the world. At home, this is a response to the statement. Maybe she is at home now. At home, she is not at home now. At home, question.
在家吗?
She is not at home now.
她现在不在家.
At home, she is not at home now.
在家吗? 她现在不在家.
Why do you say she is not at home now?
为什么?
You say.
她.
Why do you say she is not at home now? In English, we might phrase this, why do you say that she is not at home now? And we leave out the that in Chinese. Why do you say? And then we actually give the exact quotation of what the person says. She is not at home now. Why do you say she is not at home now? Why do you say?
为什么你不在?
Why you say?
Oh. 为什么你说? Not at home or is at home?
She is not at home now.
So why do you say she now is not at home?
Exactly.
Okay. 你说她现在不在家?
Why do you say she's not at home now?
为什么你说她现在不在家?
Now, the word for Beijing is pronounced
Beijing. Bei. Red V for victory. Beijing. Jing. Green sound mouth. Beijing.
Does that mean anything?
Bei means north. Jing usually means big city or capital. So it's this capital in the north. Beijing.
So an answer to the statement, or the question in this case, why do you say she's not at home now? You would answer, because she is in Beijing. Because?
I'm wondering how to say in. Can I use at?
Exactly.
Okay. So what was the answer?
Because she is in Beijing, or in Chinese, because she is at Beijing.
因为她在北京.
Because she is in Beijing.
因为她在北京.
Because she's in Beijing now.
因为她现在在北京.
北京.
Red V for victory, green thumb. Beijing. Because she is in Beijing now.
因为她现在在北京.
She is not in Beijing now.
她现在 不在北京.
She is not in Beijing now.
她现在不在北京.
The word for live is the same word as to stay somewhere. It serves two purposes in Chinese. So the word for live also is used to stay, like I live at home, or I stay at home. I stay in the hotel is the same word as I live in the hotel. And that word is
住, 住, black finger down, 住, for live or stay.
I really don't care if he wore a turban or dressed like an Arab. He lived with an Orthodox Jew, and that's a fact. Where does she live? She lives at where?
她住在哪儿?
Where does she live?
她住在哪儿?
She lives in Shanghai. How would we say Shanghai?
上海, 上, black finger down, 海, red V for victory, 上海.
And these words do mean something. They mean?
上 is on something. 海 means sea, on the sea, is close to the sea. 上海.
So as you know, Shanghai is a port city. It's on the sea. And so now you've learned yet another two words. She lives in Shanghai.
她住在上海.
She lives in Shanghai.
她 住在上海.
But now she is in Beijing.
可是她现在在北京。
But now she is in Beijing.
可是她现在在北京。
Really?
真的吗?
Really?
真的?
Really?
真的吗?
Really?
真的?
The word for to have, as in I have a friend, I have a book, in Chinese is
有 Red V for victory, 有.
Is that the same character as in 朋友?
That's a good question. This different character, but the pronunciation the same. 有.
One day, Madame Tai Tai showed up, and she asked me, "Do you have something for me?" I told her if she didn't leave, I'd call the police. You will have noticed that the mnemonics I'm giving you don't always relate directly to the word you're learning. The idea behind the mnemonics is to give you an image, a story to hook the unfamiliar Chinese word onto. Do you have a book? You have book. Question.
你有书吗?
Do you have a book?
你有书吗?
And the answer is, yes, I have, or have.
有.
I have, or have.
有.
Do you have a teacher?
你有老师吗?
Do you have a teacher?
你有老师吗?
And if you wanted to answer, yes, I have a teacher, how would you answer?
有.
He has a Chinese language teacher.
他一个.
So how would you say he has?
他有一个中文老师.
He has a Chinese language teacher.
他有一个中文老师.
And it's correct also to say this sentence, he has Chinese language teacher, leaving out the an or a.
他有中文老No, 他有中文老师
He has a Chinese language teacher.
他有中文老师
So the A or the N is optional, and you'll hear it both ways. Question, does he have a girlfriend?
He has girlfriend question. Ta yo nu pang yo ma.
How do you say friend?
Pang yo.
Pang yo.
Pang yo.
One. I order two and you bring me one. Pang. Does he have a girlfriend?
Ta yo. 女朋友吗?
Can you go back to the word for girl or female? 女, is that V for victory or blue finger up?
女,
女, thank you.
It's a V for victory.
女.
So how would you answer, he has or has? In answer to the question, does he have a girlfriend?
有,
有.
Well, we learned the word for female, so I suppose we will need to learn the word for male, which is?
男, 男, blue finger up, 男.
男's boyfriend was hot. A lot of good that did me. Does she have a boyfriend?
她, 有, 男, 朋, 友, 吗?
Does she have a boyfriend?
她有男朋友吗?
And how would you answer? Yes, she has.
有.
有.
Is your male teacher at home now?
Your male teacher now is at home. 你的男老师现在在家吗?
Is your male teacher at home now?
你的男老师现在在家吗?
So when we have a sentence like, is your male teacher at home now? Or will you see me tomorrow? As soon as we hear this time word, now, today, tomorrow, a little light bulb may go off. And we immediately know that that word is going to have to be brought up to the front of the sentence right after the who, whoever does what. He says that he is at home.
他说, 说, he says he at home. 他说他在家。
How do you say say or speak?
说。
Yes, 说。
So we know that George Bernard 说 was a great speaker. 说。He says that he is at home, so we leave out the that. He says he is at home.
他说他在家。
Would this male student like to read this book now?
Would this male student?
So we're going
now.
To.
Now. This male student now would like to read.
Yes.
This male student. 这的男谁兄现在小看看 this book 这的书吗
How do you say this book?
这的 shu,
zhe, ge. It's ge. Then you say this book.
Zhe, ge, shu.
How do you say student?
Ends in shung. Shung, she, she, shung.
Blue finger up. Xue.
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 Sheng.
Sheng.
Xue. Sheng.
Xue. Xue.
Xue.
Sheng.
And this male student. Zhe. Ge. Nan. Shui. Sheng.
Would this male student like to read this book now?
Zhe. Ge. 男学生现在想看这个书吗?
So just to mention, to read is look book, which is
看书.
And if you want to say to read this book or that book, you would say, how would you say to look at this book.
看这个书.
Well, how would you say that the person is reading that book?
看那个书.
看那个书.
He says that you are reading at this moment. He says that you are reading the book now.
他说, he says you now, with extra emphasis, read.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 他说, 你现在在看书.
He says that you are reading the book now.
他说, 你现在在看书。
He would not like to read the book now.
他现在不想看书。
How do you say would like?
想
想。
He would not like to read the book now.
他现在不想看书.
Why would he not like to read the book?
为什么? Why would he not like to read the book? Why he not would like to read the book? 他不想看书.
How do you say why?
为什么?
Good. 为什么?
Way to go. 为什么? Why would he not like to read the book?
为什么他不想看书?
He says that now he's very busy and he would not like to read it now. He says that he is very busy now. He says,
他说,
he is very busy now.
He now is very busy.
Correct.
他现在很忙.
He says that he is very busy now.
他说他现在很忙.
And referring to the book, he would not like to read it now. He would not like to read it now.
他现在不想看他。
He would not like to read it now.
他现在不想看他。
So you'll notice here that instead of saying 看书 to read a book, 看他 to read it, referring to the book, was used. So either way is acceptable, and you will hear both ways. We haven't used ta very much for it, but Ta may be used for it as well in sentences wherever you wish to use it. And you will hear this also in spoken Chinese. Where does he live?
Ta chu nar.
At where?
Zai nar.
Where does he live?
Ta chu zai nar.
He lives in Shanghai.
Ta chu.
Ju, to live or to stay, in romanized pinyin Chinese, is spelled Z or Z H U, black finger down. Ju.
Ju.
As in an orthodox Ju. He lives in Shanghai.
Ta Ju. Shanghai.
At
Ta Ju Zai Shanghai.
He lives in Shanghai.
Ta Ju Zai Shanghai.
Is it far?
Do I need to say anything for it, or should I just say is far?
You have a choice. You can do both and you will be understood perfectly. Whichever way you choose, the choice is up to you.
Hun yuan ma, or no, or sorry, because of the two syllable. Yuan ma.
Is it far?
Yuan ma. But if you ask, is it very far? Then you also can say, hun yuan ma. That's fine.
No, it's not too far. So first you say, no, that is, not far. Is not far?
Bu yuan. It's not far.
It is not too far.
Ta sh ta bu sh tai yuan.
So you said is not far, and how do you say that?
Is not far.
Mm-hmm.
Bu sh yuan.
How do you say to be far?
Yuan.
And how would you say it is not far?
Bu. Bu. Yuan.
And how would you say it is not too far?
Bu.
Too.
Tai. So I need to do the trampoline on bu.
Yes.
Bu. Tai. Yuan.
Right. You don't need shirt. No, it's not too far.
不远, 它不太远.
One of the most useful words for any traveler in any country is the word toilet, which in Chinese is
厕所,厕, black finger down, 所, red V for victory, 厕所 for toilet.
And the first part of this word is actually a TS. 厕,厕,厕,厕. TS.
所.
Red V for victory. How would you say toilet?
厕,所,厕,厕,厕. 厕所,厕所.
How would you say toilet?
厕所,厕所.
Dr. Li created the largest Chinese thesaurus of bathroom terms. It was entitled Li's 厕所. Where is the toilet?
厕所.
Is that where?
在哪儿?
Where is the toilet?
厕所在哪儿?
Where is the men's room, that is, male toilet?
su, suor, zai, nar.
Where is the men's room?
男厕所在哪儿?
Where is the ladies' room? The female toilet.
女在女厕所在哪儿?
Where is the ladies' room?
女厕所在哪儿?
Do you have a teacher?
你有老师吗?
Do you have a teacher?
你有老师吗?
Up until now, whenever we wanted to negate anything in Chinese, we have used what word?
不.
However, now with the verb
有,
we're going to use another word.
没.
And so combined, it would sound
没有 for not have. 没, blue finger up. 有, red V for victory. 没有.
And that's different from the may in America?
It's different. The tone and the character, both are different. That is 美, 美国, 美, red V for victory. 美, and this is not have, it's 没有, 没, blue finger up.
So if you want to say, I don't have, you would say,
我没有.
Or you could simply say, without the I,
没有,
which you'll hear a lot. You will hear that a lot in Chinese. No have. So why do we do this? Well, you know, we use the bu to scare away the ghosts, the Mandarin-speaking ghosts. But sometimes we need a little bit of mayonnaise or mayo to defeat the hungry ghosts. So be generous with the mayo. Do you have a book?
你有书吗?
Do you have a book?
你有书吗?
No, I don't. Or don't have.
没有.
How do you say have?
有.
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 How do you say not have?
没有。
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 So it's always nice with a B for victory to come down. Yo. Instead of coming down just a little, we can come down even further and then start going back up. It's kind of like sliding down a big slide and then coming up. Maybe like you're in one of those water slides where you slide down and then you come up again. Yo.
Just like tracing the fingers.
Exactly. You're tracing your fingers where you have your red V for victory fingers, and you trace from halfway down one side all the way down to the bottom, and then you come up. Yo. Does the male teacher have a television?
None. Lao. Shi. Yo. 电视吗?
How do you say male?
Nan?
Yes, nan.
Does the male teacher have a television?
男老师有电视吗?
So in answer to the question, does the male teacher have a television? You reply, no have, or he doesn't, which is?
没有.
No, he doesn't.
没有.
Does your girlfriend have my book? Question.
你的女朋友有 我的书吗?
Does your girlfriend have my book?
你的女朋友有我的书吗?
No, have. No, she doesn't.
没有.
How do you say have?
有.
Yes, 有. How do you say not have?
没有.
没有.
If you want to say well, as in, well, in that case, you would say
那么. 那. Black finger down. 那么. Close fist from 那么. In that case.
那 is the same as that.
That's true. That's the same character, same tone, pronunciation. 那 for that.
So it's not just well, it's well in that. 那 well in that case. 那 case. 那么. Well in that case. I met a fellow from Yokohama who was always saying nama. Finally, he said before he dropped dead, well, in that case, just call me nama. Well, in that case, who is that man? Well, in that case,
nama. That man is who? Naga. Zhen.
Is who?
Sure. She.
Well, in that case, who is that man?
那么那个人是谁?
Oh, that's my friend. Oh, that is my friend.
Oh, 那是我的朋友.
How do you say I?
我.
Yes, 我. How do you say my?
我的.
Oh, that is my friend.
Oh, 那是我的朋友.
Does he have a teacher? Question.
他有一个老师吗?
Does he have a teacher?
他有. 一个老师吗?
And again, the A or N is optional. It's up to you, and you will hear both. You will also hear, and we're not suggesting that you say this, but you will hear, instead of yo, ega, you'll hear yoga. Sometimes people will drop the he. How would you say? He is a teacher using the A or N word.
他是一个老师.
He is a teacher.
他是一个老师.
And then again, you will also hear very frequently, he is, instead of ega, he is ga teacher, which would be he is a teacher.
他是个老师.
So you will hear this and be prepared to hear it. And that way you'll know what it is when you hear it. Many times the e of eg will be dropped. So you may hear sugar.
So it's not just dropped with yo.
No. You'll hear it in many different contexts, many different situations. So you'll hear sugar instead of sh, ega. You'll hear yoga instead of yo, ega. You'll hear it many different ways. There's an enormous variation in the way Mandarin is spoken, and of course, as we've mentioned, the way it's pronounced. What we're teaching you is standard Mandarin. And you will be understood everywhere in China because you have the tones and the pronunciation, there is some leeway. Does he have a teacher? Question, and the answer is yes, he has, or has, which would be?
Yeah.
Does he have a Chinese language teacher? Question. He has.
他有.
Chinese language teacher? Question.
中文老师吗?
How would you say teacher?
老师。老师。老师.
Does he have a Chinese language teacher?
他有中文老师吗?
No, or no have.
没有.
No.
没有.
You said that she is English. Then in that case, both of you are able to speak English. You said she is English, English person.
You said?
We can use for said, we can use the same verb we've been using for say.
Okay.
Because a lot of times the context will determine whether we're talking about the present or the past. We will learn very, very specific ways to indicate changes. Chinese actually doesn't have past, present, and future. It has a different way of indicating these things. And we will learn that later on. But for the time being, context is an excellent way of indicating. So that's a wonderful question. You said she is English, and you translate it as you say she is English person.
你说她是英国人，那的。
So we'll just stop for 1 second. What's the word for then in that case? My friend from Yokohama. He kept on saying.
I know na is in there.
That's right. So what would rhyme with Yokohama?
Nama.
Correct.
Nama.
You, plural, all are able to speak English.
Ni, men.
We need it to make bread.
Oh, yeah. Do, hua, hui, shua, ying, wen.
You said she is English. Then in that case, both of you are able to speak English.
你说他是英国人，那么你们都会说英文。
That man has a Chinese language teacher, but this teacher is not Chinese. That man has a Chinese language teacher.
那个 人, or do I need?
You're correct.
男人.
Well, that's a good question. If you say, if in a English you try to say this man is male, you of course you can add that one, like 那个男人.
If you want to specify that it's a male. That man has a Chinese language teacher.
那个男人. Ren Yo Chung Wen Lao Shi.
But this teacher is not Chinese.
Ke Shi Da Ge Lao Shi Bu Shi Chung Chung. Gua ren.
How would you say teacher?
Lao shi.
Lao shi.
Lao shi.
Lao shi. How would you say this teacher?
Zhe. Zhe. Ge. Lao 是
How do you say teacher again?
Lao 是
Good. Lao 是
When you're saying 那个 or
that
or 这个 This is not the way people speak. You'll hear 那个这个 We're doing this here so that we can get the basics. But the actual pronunciation in conversation is 那个这个 That man has a Chinese language teacher, but this teacher is not Chinese.
那个男人有中文老师，可是这个老师不是中国人。
Is he American?
他没。
He is.
他是美国人吗?
How do you say America?
美
美 There is not It's 美
美
Yes.
美美国人吗?
So when you're doing the V for victory sound, make sure you go to the very bottom of the V before you come back up. Mei guo. Mei. Is he American?
他是美国人吗?
And you answer, no, is not.
不是。
He is English, but he lives in China. He is English.
他是英国人
But he lives in China.
可是他住在 China?
China. Middle Kingdom.
Oh. 中国
How do you say not to be, not is?
不是
Yeah, the trampoline. 不是 How do you say live?
住 or 住
住
住
住
住
Like the religion. No. He is English, but he lives in China.
不是他是英国人，可是他住在中国。
Where does he live?
他 He lives at where?
Yes, he lives at where?
他住在哪儿?
How do you say live?
住
Yes, 住 Can you say that again? Where does he live?
他住在哪儿?
Where does he live?
他住在哪儿?
He lives in Beijing.
他住 Beijing. No. Beijing.
He lives at?
在他住在北京
北
京
So once again, it's not chu, but it's z-h-u and pronounced like the religion, chu, with a very firm black finger down.He lives in Beijing.
他住在北京。
Does he have a wife? Question.
He has wife question. 他有太他吗? No, sorry, let me take that one again. 他有太太吗?
Does he have a wife?
他有太太吗?
No, have. No, he doesn't have.
没有.
How do you say have?
有.
Yes, 有. How do you say no have?
没有.
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 Yes.
No, he doesn't. But he has a girlfriend. But he has a girlfriend.
But he has a girlfriend or the whole thing?
But he has a girlfriend.
可是他有女人, friend, girlfriend, not,
No, he doesn't. Speaking about a wife, no, he doesn't have a wife. No, he does not. But he has a girlfriend.
没有，可是他有女朋友。
Really?
真的吗?
And then someone would reply, really? Yes, really.
真的。
Really and really.
真的吗?真的。
Is she Chinese?
她是中国人吗?
Is she Chinese?
她是中国人吗?
Yes.
是。
Does she speak English? Question.
She speaks English. 她说英文吗?
How would you say speak?
说.
Yes, 说.
As in George Bernard Shaw. Yes, in answer to is she Chinese. Does she speak English? Question.
是。她说英文吗?
No, she does not. She does not speak.
不说。
No, she doesn't speak.
不说。
We said that the word for too, as in too much, too good, which is
太,
can be used also in a positive way. In English, we may say, too fat, too small, maybe a negative connotation, but in Chinese, it can also be used in a positive way. So, wonderful, which is too good.
太好了。太, black finger down. 好, red V for victory. 了, close the fist. 太好了, for wonderful.
Wonderful. 太好了. How would you say wonderful?
太好了.
Wonderful. He is able to speak Chinese now.
太好了. 他会. 他会.说中, sorry, I need to put the now in.
Very good.
He now able. 他现在会说中文.
Wonderful. He is able to speak Chinese now.
太好了. 他现在会说中文。
Why is it so wonderful? And how is it that he's able to speak Chinese now? This girlfriend is not able to speak English. This girlfriend is not able to speak English, so he'll have all this practice. This girlfriend.
这个女朋友 This girlfriend is able to.
Not able.
Is not able to. Bu. Hui. Schwa. English?
Yes.
Ing. Wen.
This girlfriend is not able to speak English.
这个女朋友不会说英文。
Do you have a book?
你有书吗?
How do you say have?
有。 I'm going up, aren't I, before I come down?
Yeah, I think maybe you more emphasize like yeah. the first part is you. It's you.
You.
Yeah. You.
你有书吗?
Good.
Do you have a book?
你有书吗?
Do you have a good book?
你有 好书吗?
Do you have a good book?
你有好书吗?
And then the reply is no or no have.
没有。
Do they have an English language book?
他们。 有英文书吗?
Do they have an English language book?
他们有英文书吗?
Yes, they have or have.
有。
Do you read a book?
你 Can shu ma?
How do you say read or look?
Can.
Do you read a book?
Ni kan shu ma?
The answer is no or no read.
Bu kan.
How do you say no read?
Bu kan.
Good. Trampling here. Bu kan.
Why don't you read a book?
You don't read a book, why?
Why? You know, read book. You know, look book.
When do we put the question word at the end?
Like a what or a who, but this is like...
Why comes at the beginning?
Yes.
Wei shen ma ni kan shu ma? Was it why can't you read a book?
Why don't you read a book? Why you no read book?
为什么你不看书吗?
Is there a question word?
There's a question word. I don't need ma.
And we must apologize to her because we do love her. But if there's a question word...
We don't need her.
Exactly.
为什么你 不看书?
How do you say you?
你.
You see the difference? If I say 你 and 你, it's 你. Okay.
你.
Yeah.
I'm putting an extra up in.
Right. You put 你, in first.
你.
Why don't you read a book?
为什么你 不看书?
In answer to the question, why don't you read a book? One might say, because I am very busy. Because?
因为我很忙.
Because I am very busy.
因为我很忙.
Who's that man?
That man who?
That man is who?
那个男人谁?
So, what did you say?
I left out is.
So why don't you insert it?
那个男人是谁?
Who is that man?
那个男人是谁?
Oh, he's a student.
Oh. 他是学生?
How do you say student?
学生, or 学生,
学生,
so the last part is a green thumb. So, oh, he is a student.
Oh, 他是学生.
Does he have books?
他有书吗?
Does he have books?
他有书吗?
Of course, all students have books.
Jean de.
And what does that mean?
Of course. I'm trying to think. Grand.
Grand dame.
Grand dame. Oh, yeah. Grand.
So it's actually a play on that. It's the opposite.
Oh, yeah. It's, oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Dong.
Dong Zhen.
All students have books. Students. First, we have to know who.
Shui Shong.
And now, exactly.
De Yo Shu.
How do you say student?
Shui Shong.
Good. Shui Shong. How do you say of course again?
Don Zhen. No. Dong Zhen.
Yes. Dong Ran.
Of course, all students have books.
当然,学生都有书.
How would you say at home, to be at home?
家.
How do you say at?
家.
在.
在家.
Yes, 在家.
How would you say now?
现在.
And so the second 在. Syllable, 在, black finger down. That second syllable of now is the same character for at, and it can be used as a verb. So in the house, in Chinese, is at the house, which is
在家.
在.
If we want to say inside the house, literally we'll be saying to be at the house or in the house inside.
在家里. 里. Red V for victory.
So the inside is going to come after house. So inside the house would be
在家. 里,
在家里.
If you want to say that something is in someone's home, a certain person's home, then we use the same word that we used for inside.
里.
So, he is in my home would be
他在我的家里.
He is at my home inside. When Santa Claus is in his home, he is quite jolly. Or if you're Chinese, when Santa Claus is
在家里,
he is really jolly. Where is the book?
书是.
How would we say to be at?
书在哪儿?
Where is the book?
书在哪儿?
The book is in my home.
书在
my
我的家 li.
The book is in my home.
书在我的家里。
So when Santa Claus is in his home, he's very jolly. What do you have in your home? You have what?
You have what in your home?
You have what in your home? Or at, to be at, your home inside.
你有什么在家里?
And your?
Oh, 你的. So the whole thing again would be,
What do you have?
You have what in your home? Okay. 你有什么在你的家里?
How do you say what?
什么?
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 什么? For what?
What do you have in your home?
你有什么在你的家里?
I have a book in my home.
我有书在我的家里。
I have a book in my home.
我有书在我的家里。
And now a potentially urgent question. Do you have a bathroom in your home?
你有厕所在你的家里吗?
Do you have a bathroom in your house?
你有厕所在你的家里吗?
And then the welcome answer, have.
有.
有.
Who lives in your home?
谁住在你的家?
And when Santa Claus is at home, he's very...
在里。
He's very jolly.
在里。
家。家。
家里。
Yes. How would you say home?
At home?
Home. Home is for home.
在里。
家。
家。
Yes, that's for home. 家。How do you say at home?
在家。
在家。How do you say in this home or in the home?
在家里。
里。
里。
Who lives in your home?
谁住在你的家里?
My mom and I.
我的, 我的妈妈和我。
My mom and I.
我的妈妈和我。
Who stays in his home?
谁住在家里?
His home.
谁住在他的宅里?
How do you say home?
家.
Good. 家.
Who stays in his home?
谁住在他的家里?
A girlfriend and her boyfriend both stay in his home. A girlfriend.
一个女朋友
and her boyfriend.
和他的 her boyfriend?
Mm-hmm.
男朋友
both stay
都住住
in his home.
在他的家里
A girlfriend and her boyfriend both stay in his home.
一个女朋友和她的男朋友都住在她的家里。